Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Always nice to catch up with kids who we broadcast locally, and one of those is Ashley Minyard, who played at Rockridge High School and playing collegiately, softball-wise, for Western Illinois University. And let's talk about COVID-19 here in the 2020 spring. You got some games in, and I know you were looking for big things, and then this COVID-19 pandemic happened and cut your junior year short. So first up, tell us a little bit about the emotions dealing with that.
We were actually in Oklahoma, just getting ready to play Oklahoma State, when we were cut short and we were called back to McComb in order to pack our things and return home because school was getting canceled. So it was very emotional, especially for our seniors, knowing that that was the last time we were going to get to play with them. It really came as a shock. I mean, one day we were having a day off during our spring break and going to the mall, and the next they had us quarantined in the hotel. And so we were all really confused being on our spring break, and all of a sudden our season just ended, and it was scary not knowing whether we were going to get more eligibility or if it was just done for us.
Well, and it turned out to be done for those that play spring sports. You mentioned you got, I think, 19 games in. But what happens now? Kind of take us through the process, because I think if you so desire, you can get that extra year of eligibility, right?
Yeah, so everyone that got cut short will get the extra year of eligibility, including the seniors if they want it. We have one of our seniors that has committed to come back for a fifth year that was originally going to graduate. So that's nice. It's really nice to have that extra year of eligibility if you so choose to use it, because I felt like a lot of the spring sports did get somewhat cheated of their season, and I personally was really hoping that we were going to get that extra year.
And then I'm just curious, what happened after? You know, for a Division I college athlete, season ends, practice ends, you're remote learning, head back home. What is the contact like between program and student athlete? Man, that has to be so weird.
At first, it was so strange, because we came from having all the structure in the world, waking up at 5:30 in the morning to lift 3 days a week, you know, having a routine of games on the weekend and preparing and everything like that, as well as schoolwork and classes, to all of a sudden it was just online classes, which were hard in themselves, and then you have the heartbreak of losing a season. So my team personally did a great job at staying in touch. We had weekly team Zoom meetings, almost as if you'd have for a class, just to make sure we were all catching up. Our athletic director was asking us how we were doing. She would jump in on those meetings. So we stayed in contact really well. Just, I mean, I think mostly for everyone's mental sake, because it was such a blow to everyone for getting our season cut.
Yeah, in our, you know, are you ready to say, I'm so done with Zoom meetings? I know there was some, like, novelty when they first started, you know, a couple months ago. Yeah, Zoom, we can do this. But, you know, I hate Zoom meetings now, and I never want to see another one. But unfortunately, I think the way this pandemic is going, we're still going to have to do some more Zoom meetings. But I'll be happy when they're over.
Mm-hmm. The Zoom classes, I think, are just, like, it's just so hard to learn over a camera versus being in person. I mean, I love having Zoom meetings with my team and stuff, but man, I'm going to be really bummed if this fall comes up and we still have to, you know, stay on online learning. I think it's very difficult, especially I'm a pre-med major, so my labs are even on Zoom calls now, which is very different because a lot of my things are hands-on, so it's very difficult for me.
Yeah, and I know the story I heard about you, you've dealt with some injury, and I think coming off of surgery, but you were ready to play your junior year and then get that cut short. So that had to be pretty frustrating for you, that, hey, I'm ready to play. I did my recovery. I started the season, and I put a lot of work in to get ready, and then, boom, you kind of have the rug pulled out from underneath you.
Yeah, that was very difficult mentally for me, because I know my sophomore season I did break my cheekbone in game for our first conference game, so I did lose a majority of my sophomore season, and then this season in the beginning of November I was told I needed shoulder surgery. So I got that, and my doctor at ORA said you know, you need to wait this long. And it was a couple, about a month longer than I, when our first game was. And I said, nope, I'm going to play that first game. So I told my trainer at Western, who was a GA, her name was Caitlin Leifers, I told her, I go, get me ready for the first game. I said, I don't care if I have to be in here every day for 3 hours a day. I don't care how much rehab I have to do. I'm starting that first game, and then we're going to go, you know, full steam from there. And so she just, like, worked magic on me, and it was difficult. And so it was very hard when our season got canceled to know that I pushed so hard for recovery, and my body, I pushed it to limits that I never thought I could, and then to only be able to play 19 games. You know, I was thankful that I got to play any, because originally my shoulder was not going to let me, but I was thankful but also very bummed because I felt like I had accomplished so much in the off season as far as a comeback.
And then I think the other great thing about this kid here we're talking to, Ashley Minyard, has been a starter since her freshman year in D1 softball, playing for Western Illinois University. I see captain, I think, since your sophomore year at WIU, and then just completing your junior year. You know, the one neat thing about, you know, D1 softball and even being at Western Illinois, you know, you get the opportunity, I know, early in the season with these trips you make down south, where you get to play the elite premier programs in the nation. And I think you can reflect back to, like, even here in the Quad City area, where you're a small school kid at Rock Ridge. I know the way softball works in the Quad City area, that doesn't matter. You play the elite big city programs or the metro schools, where, you know, when you were growing up, you would play the Molines of the worlds or whatever in the Quad Cities, the Geneseos. And that's similar then when you go to D1 softball, where you get those opportunities where you get to play against the best of the very best. How's that? I mean, what's that experience been like for you in terms of, I guess, some pretty impressive memories when you are able to reflect back on your softball career?
I know this year we were able to play Baylor, and we went into extra innings with Baylor in a 1-0 ball game. Ended up being 2-1 at the end. I mean, and that was just such a intense game because that was their number one pitcher at Baylor. We played Auburn and Washington. We almost played Oklahoma State. And that is such a great experience to be able to travel to those schools and play in those big stadiums, because although our field is extremely nice and it's home to us, it is such an experience to have that kind of crowd and that kind of airtime on TV. I mean, it's really surreal to, like, know that you work so hard to get to play at this level, and then, you know, it's almost like icing on the cake to be able to play at such a higher level of competition. But I know I was used to it from Rock Ridge, always playing, you know, a team that is expected to be better than you, but, you know, it's always about which team has, like, more heart and more passion in any given game.
And then, you know, we talk about your situation this year at Western and getting the opportunity to play and then have your season cut short after 19 games, basically mid-March, so not a lot of the traditional spring softball you got to play. What did you think about from the IHSA standpoint? And you were part of such a tradition-rich program at Rock Ridge, where that's a program where basically when the season starts, they think, hey, we're going to play to the final week of the season. That's the type of program we are. Our expectations are we're playing at the state tournament every year. And now this year, you know, you look at, they were preseason number one. Of course, 2 years removed from state title. Last year got back to the state tournament. So what can you say to a senior on that team this year where they're preseason number one and they're expected to, well, I think maybe the state softball tournament for 1A, 2A, I think that's supposed to be this weekend if all things being equal and there was a season. What do you think about if Ashley Minyard was a senior at Rock Ridge in something like this happened and you didn't get that experience? You think about that at all this spring?
I have. I've thought about that. I thought about, you know, if I would have been a senior at Western this year, everything like that. And, you know, the biggest thing is you're allowed to feel sorry for yourself. Like, you know, that's the mentality that I would have, like, thought if I was a senior. I would have been so bummed, and I would have been bummed for a while. And I think it's okay to mourn that loss of, you know, what could have been. But I think you also need to take a second and look at the big picture. I know personally right now I'm living with my grandfather, who was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and I'm his primary caregiver right now. And it kind of put something more in perspective for me that it's not all about softball. Softball is fun and softball is great, and, you know, it is my passion. You know, and I've worked for it my whole entire life, and it's horrible what's happened to all of these seniors, and it's horrible to what's happened to, you know, everyone that's lost their year, and most definitely the seniors. And it's okay to be sad and be sorry, but take a look back at your career and take a look back at all you've accomplished and the work you put in. You know, what I would like to say that the Rock Ridge seniors is you are state champions this year. In my mind, you guys won state this year, and I will never not believe that, you know, but there are bigger things in this world than softball, and I think this pandemic has shown a lot of people that there's more out there than just sports. So don't let it break you down so much to a point where you can't get back up.
All right.
Because there's more.
This has been a great conversation, and the other thing that is great about you. I know I was talking to you off the air, and you're planning to go to dental school. So, you know, here in 4 or 5 years, you'll be able to look this kid up and say, well, I can get dental services from Ashley Minyard to Rock Ridge grad. So there's free advertising for you. But the one great thing, I see a perfect 4.0 in being a D1 athlete, your GPA. And I know in the past, like when I've talked to Spencer Strangard at Illinois State University, a kid that went to Sherrard, and I was talking to her one summer, she's back coaching a youth basketball team here, about, you know, the time management that you have to have in terms of being a D1 athlete, where I have these commitments athletically, but it's first and foremost academically, I got to get this stuff done. I know when I've talked to Ethan Happ about that and followed his career, you know, I think people don't realize how you have to make all that work and then still get a 4.0 GPA in the classroom, because I know that can't be easy. So I guess from your perspective, what was the big thing? I don't know how to phrase this question. I guess what did you, how did you put it together? Was there something you had to learn at the collegiate level? Was it more than just time management to say, hey, I'm playing at a high level, D1 softball, but I gotta excel in the classroom? So I guess the better question is, how did you make that equation work?
Mm-hmm. I think right going into Division I softball to play any level of collegiate softball, my main thing was thinking about my reputation for the team, because now I represent something that's larger than myself. You know, I always have a name on my back now, and it's WIU softball. You know, I play for that, and I, you know, keep my reputation for that. And it's like I really wanted to, one, get a good GPA for myself, but also for my team. For, you know, to help us and with good rankings, when it's for GPA, when, the semester's over. But, I knew more than anything that I want to complete my undergrad with a 4.0. One, to help me into dental school, but, two, to be like proud of myself for being able to manage that time, because it is so hard. I mean, we have bus rides where we get back at 3 a.m. and I've got the little bus light on over my head, and I'm trying to read my anatomy textbook or study for a test the next morning at 8 a.m, you know, so we get back at 3 a.m. and I turn around and sleep for a couple hours and then take an exam. So it was definitely very hard, but in my mind, there was never really an option not to do well.
Well, and that's what I was going to say when you talk about that and describe that. I know when you look at Summit League geography, you know, we ain't talking about a bus trip from Sherrard High School to Rock Ridge High School, that's for sure. So it's been a pleasure talking with you, and it's great to, you know, catch up with kids and the success that they're having. And Ashley Minyard, another example of that at WIU. You class of what at Rock Ridge again? What year did you graduate? 2017, Ashley Minyard on the run in center field and caught it for the Rockets. Ashley, nice going. Keep up the good work at WIU.
Great. Thank you so much, Jim.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.